Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Father, we worship you tonight. We stand in your presence, not by the works we have done, but because of your precious blood, the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin, that redeems us, sanctifies us, restores us, justifies us, brings us under the new covenant, satisfies us, brings life into us. I pray, O God, tonight that, Lord, you would open the wondrous treasures of your word into our lives, that we will be men and women that will walk with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place. We thank you, Lord. Have your way. Speak into our lives, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. It's so nice to come back together. Just before I go into what God put in my heart, I want to read a couple of scriptures. One is, if you turn with me to Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, and the Bible says in verse 11, okay, 10 and 11, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. If Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Amen. Amen. So just look into the scripture a little more. Paul, writing to the church at Rome, says, if Christ is in you, if you are a believer, if you are a child of God, if you know that Jesus is Lord of your life, then it says your body is dead because of sin. Amen. So it's very important to understand that you need to consider your body dead. Amen. That's why Paul, when he writes in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Amen. How does he look at himself? He looks at himself as one who has been crucified on the cross. It's very important as a child of God how you look at yourself through the eyes of the Lord, through the Spirit of truth. Pastor Anbion is speaking about truth, how truth sets us free. What is amazing about Scripture is the Word of God reveals truth to us. The Word of God will reveal the depth of who God is, why he came into the world, what he did for us on the cross, and because of what he did for us on the cross, how we can live a victorious Christian life. Amen. So if you look at Scripture here, Paul is writing something very powerful. He says, if Christ is in you, if you understand that you are a child of God, if you believe that you are saved, if you believe that you have one day given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you understand that Christ lives inside of you, then he says, your body is dead because of sin. Why is this body dead? Why do you need to consider your body dead? It is because this body, you know, is crucified with Christ on the cross. Amen. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he took our sins upon himself. He took our wrongs upon himself. He took our failures upon himself. He took our curses upon himself. He took our weaknesses upon himself. So the minute you talk about Jesus as Lord of your life, that is a divine exchange. You are no longer fighting things on your own, but you fight, you overcome because of what Christ has done for you. That is a divine exchange. His life comes into you. And your penalty for all the wrongs that you and I have done has been paid by the blood of Jesus. Amen? You no longer need to pay the penalty for the sins. We no longer need to pay the penalty for the things that we have done. So Paul says, writing here, he says, the body is dead because of sin, but the Holy Spirit is life because of righteousness. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is life. He's talking about death on one side, life on the other side. Sin causes death. The Spirit of God causes life. Are you with me? Sin causes death. The Spirit of God causes life. Then he wants you to understand something very powerful. Then he says, you understand now that sin has death, the Spirit of God has life. So what does it have to do with you? Here he says, in verse 11, he says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. First he's talking about Christ in you. Now he's speaking about the Spirit of God in you. He says, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he says, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. Okay? So now he's telling, your body can have life from God. Your body can have life because of the Spirit of God. So, this body which is now renewed, this body that has been renewed because of Christ coming in me, can walk in victory because it is now Christ who lives in me by the Spirit of God. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's why once we were no people, but now we are the people of God. Once I had my own mind, but now I have the mind of Christ. Paul says we have the mind of Christ. Now, you know, once we lived on our own thoughts, ways, in our own, we were on our own road. We did things on our own way. But now, Paul writes in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Meaning, Christ is living through me, he says. Christ is living through me. Now turn with me to Colossians chapter 3 and look from verse 1. Colossians 3 from verse 1. So now he talks about to the church at Colossae. There he was talking to the church at Rome. Now he's talking to the church at Colossae. And he's talking about the same thing. Okay? So he says now in verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ. There he says you were raised with Christ, right? Now he's talking the same thing here. If you were raised with Christ, then he's telling you to do something. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. What should I do? He says, I need to set my mind on things above. Set my mind, seek, though if I've been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. What should I seek? If you're a child of God, if the Spirit of God is living inside of you, what should you look for? That's what he's talking about. In your life, what should you look for? He says, you should look forward to things that are in the heavenlies. You should think about what God wants you to do, what God has purpose for you, what is God's plan for you, what are God things in your life, what are the things that God wants to do in your life. You need to take your mind and set it on things above. Are you with me? Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. Carnally, to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. Carnal mind. Humanistic way. You understand? We are a different people. The world is under the sway. 1 John 5, we saw this morning. I think it's 17 or 18. Where the Bible says, we who are born of God, we belong to God. But the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. Okay? The world is swinging by the enemy is swinging the world. You know? It is under the sway of the evil one. But we are in the world. We are God's children. And in the midst of this world that is swaying here and there, we can walk in victory. We can be an overcomer. We can do the things that God has called us to do because we are not of the world. We are of God. Once you come to know the Lord, in the world that the enemy is swaying, we live as God's children, as an overcomer, because His Spirit dwells in us. Because, you know, we don't do things that like the world does. To Pilate, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were so, my people will be fighting, he said. You know, when did he say it? When the Jews were shouting, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. That was a big fight. You know, they wanted him to be on the cross. They wanted Barabbas to be released. They were angry. They wanted to somehow crush this Jesus. They wanted to finish him off. You know, they could not tolerate him anymore. And they were fighting. And here is a man, this Jesus, the Son of Man. He's very quiet. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, he was like a lamb led to the slaughter and he opened not his mouth. Okay, he's very quiet. He's very quiet. And Pilate was very confused. Pilate is thinking, this guy, you know, tremendous. I hear that he's done miracles, or maybe he heard that he has done miracles and that he is such a, you know, he is a very powerful man as a person. He could do a lot of things. Why he's keeping quiet? Why he's not defending himself? Why he's not presenting his case? I'm the judge. I'm sitting on a seat where I can take the decision what to do with him. But here is a man, he's not even opening his mouth. He's not defending his case. And to that Pilate, who's wondering why he's quiet, Jesus is saying, my kingdom is not of the world. If my kingdom is from here, then my people will be fighting, he says. But my people are not fighting. If you're wondering why my people are quiet, if you wonder why my people are very, why you can't understand that my people are quiet, it's because my kingdom is not of the world. My king is eternal. Are you with me? In the natural, your natural ability will make you fight. Your natural ability will try to tell you how to put things in the right place, how to do things in the right way, how to do and all that. Your mind will be filled with all of those things because in the natural, everything in you, your mind, you know, this mind that we have is trying to tell you what to do. But we all know that as a spiritual person, as a person born of the Spirit of God, we are not fighting a battle with our mind. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Paul says it's not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities and powers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. When somebody is fighting you, it's not the somebody that's fighting you. It's the demonic that is using the somebody to fight you. Are you with me? If suddenly this light causes some blah, 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 something. You know, if it does start doing something, what do? You run to the switch. Are you there? Can you see it? The fight is not the bulb. The fight is the switch. If you switch off the power, whatever is going on, everything will stop. Because there's no more electricity that will cause this bulb to do what it is doing. Are you with me? Sometimes the enemy is like that. He's trying to flutter and cause the colors before our eyes to change and makes the scene look different and makes everything different. Where should we run to? We should run to the switch. If you shut the switch off, everything will become calm and quiet. Where do you run? You run to your prayer closet. You run to God. You take your fight to God. You take your struggle to God. That's where your victory comes from. That's where great men and women of God who have accomplished great things for God are people who know how to kneel before God in prayer. That is why Paul, when he writes in Colossians, he says, set your mind on things above where Christ is seated. Because the discussion should be there. The things that need to happen in your life must be from there. You must be hearing God. You must be listening to what God is telling you. You must be seeing what God is showing you. That's what it's all about. 2 Corinthians 4:17, we do not look at things that are seen, but at things that are unseen. Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My help is not because I am smart. My help is because I know how to hear God. I know what to say. How do I crush Jericho? Not because I know what bombs to use or what weapons to use to fight. No, it's because I've heard God. And the Lord says to me, shout. In your head, it doesn't make sense. But in your heart, you are hearing the Lord tell you something. And you know when God speaks to you, His word has the power to create something. Amen. His voice is creative. He is a creator. He has the power to create. He created the world. He will create situations. He can create circumstances. He can create everything. He could speak to the storm and say, peace be still. That's who He is. That's who He is. Jesus is saying, if you speak to the mountain, if you have the faith of a mustard seed and speak to that mountain will move, He's saying. It's not about the mountain, it's the seed of faith. He cursed the fig tree and the fig tree just became nothing. Why? It's not about the fig tree. It's not about how much water was there. It's not about where it was planted. It's not about how strong it is. It is about the word that comes from His mouth. Isaiah 55:11, that word that proceeds from His mouth will not return unto Him void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. What do we need? The word of the Lord. How can you receive the word of the Lord when this mind is there? The Bible is not a mathematical book. It's a voice. Amen. There is no hidden formulas. Nothing. There is there's nothing, some kind of a formula that will work to make our life good. No, it is about a God who is in the Word, who will have a relationship with you. Are you with me? The Bible is not about some kind of something, if you make everything in this way, and if you put it like this, and you put it like that, it's going to work. No. The Bible has somebody inside. Who is it? He's your Savior. He's in the Word. He's speaking to you. And he is a God of feelings and emotions and love and compassion. And you know, He wants you to experience Him. And He's there. And when He begins to speak to you, you begin to experience His love. You begin to experience His forgiveness. You begin to experience His grace. You begin to experience who He is, power over your life. You know, and He tells you what to do. That's who He is. And He's a God who wants to have a conversation with you. Are you with me? Jesus, when He called Bartimaeus in Mark 10, He asked him, can you imagine? This is God, the Messiah, is asking Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Come on, just think about it. Why should He ask you? He knows you are blind. He knows you are screaming for dear life. He knows you want a miracle. He's the God of all the earth. He knows exactly what the man needs. But you know what He wants? He wants you to talk to Him. Amen. Yeah. He wants to hear your voice. He wants you to have this feeling of a conversation, a question and answer. He wants it to be a discussion. He wants you to come into a place. Come, let us reason together, Isaiah. He says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Reason together. Come on, that's who your God is. Talk to me. He's saying to you, talk to me. What is it you're going through? Talk to me. What is your challenge? Talk to me. What is your mountain? Talk to me. Come and talk to me. Talk to me. Let us find a way. Let us reason together. Share. Share your life. Does he know everything? He knows everything. Does he know what I've been through? Yes. But open up and talk, he says. Open your mouth and talk to me. Because when your mind is in the heavenly places, in that heavenly place, there is a heavenly discussion. Amen? It's something else. You're not here. You're no longer thinking like the world. You're no longer thinking like the world. It is the Spirit. So many times I've said that word. It is so life-giving. John 6:63. Jesus said, It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. What does it mean? Your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your body. That's your flesh. He says it profits nothing, he says. All the calculations, all the thinking, you know, he's saying it profits nothing, he says. The only thinking that will really help you is when you think with the mind of Christ. You see things through the eyes of Christ. You understand through the Word of God. The Word of God is like a mirror. It shows you who you are. In Proverbs, the Bible says, as in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals himself. It's the Word. Our heart is who we are. That's what the Bible says. Keep your heart, Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it springs forth the issues of life. This heart has many issues. You know, many things will come. But how can you keep your heart with all diligence? It's because you are hearing Him. You're listening to what He speaks into your heart. That is truth. The words I speak to you, John 6:63, are spirit and life, He says. Life. Life. His blood carries His life. Leviticus 17:11. The Bible says that the blood is an atonement for our soul. And life is in the blood. So when Jesus shed His blood, His life was in His blood. And when we say to Jesus, wash me with Your precious blood, we're actually asking His life to come into us. We're saying, Lord, let Your precious blood come upon me. What are we saying? We are saying, Lord, let that life, this life of Jesus, come upon me. Then I'm somebody else. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember Paul is saying, put on the Lord Jesus Christ that you may make no provision for the flesh. Meaning, you know, so that your flesh will not do something to you. So that your flesh will not, you know, mess up with you. What? Put on Jesus. That's why Christian life is a powerful life. Powerful life. So here he says, set your mind on things above where Christ is. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the world. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Okay? And then he says in verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Are you with me? Why we put on Christ is because, here in verse 3 he says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. He's telling the church something very important, you know. He's saying to the church, you are dead and your life is hidden in Christ with God. Where are you? You are hidden in Christ with God. When you understand that you are hidden in Christ and you are with God, nobody can touch you. Can anybody touch you? Can anybody do anything to you? Nobody can do anything. Numbers 23, 23. There is no witchcraft or sorcery against Israel and Judah. There is no. Nobody can curse you. How is it? For there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and Israel, oh, what God has done. There is no. Are you with me? Nobody can look at you and say, oh, and something bad will happen to you, or you know, you are cursed, or you know, I will make some black magic and I will do this and I will do that, and you know, see what I can do, see what I'll do to you. I'll do some, you know, witchcraft and your life will become nothing. Can somebody do that? Nobody can do that. Nobody. No hexacraft. Is that right? There's no hexacraft for us. There's nothing. Why? Because the word says you are dead. How does it say? You are
dead.
That means if you take a pin and poke you, you're not going to get up and say, hello, why are you poking me? Will a dead body do that? No. Now, I want you to understand in the right perspective. We are, once the Lord is with you, the truth is nobody can hurt you. Whatever people do to you cannot do something to you. So what should you do? If somebody hurts you, you should say, I reject it, Lord. You know, you don't need to be loud. When somebody says something to you or, you know, says something bad to you, in your heart you must say, I just reject it in Jesus' name. Just reject it. I reject it in Jesus' name. I reject it. It's not for me. I reject it. It's not over me. I reject it. In Jesus' name, I reject it. When a word comes to you, any word, if you accept the word, then the word has power over your life. Are you with me? When there is a word, if you accept the word, then that word has power over your life and it'll start messing your head. But if you reject the word, that word has not come into you. It's outside. It has no power over you. There's no power over you. There is no sorcery, no divination, nothing. That's who you are. Why? Because you are hidden in Christ and you are with God. You are with God. You are with God. Nobody can touch you without God's permission. Without God's permission, nobody can come to you. Nobody can do something to you without His permission. That's who you are. Paul is telling to the church at Colossae, he says, I want you to understand that you need to put your mind up. You need to begin to think as a man of God, as a woman of God. You need to think, your thoughts must be based on who God is in your life, what He is speaking to you, what He reveals to you. That's why you must read the Word. That's why you must meditate upon the Word. That's why you must allow the God of the Bible to speak into your life. The Word is a voice. The Word of God is the voice of God. The God, there's many incidences in the Bible, many stories in the Bible, many things that have happened in the Bible. There's so many things. All of them is a message. Romans 1:16, the message of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. It's a message. The incident of what happened to Jesus on the cross is a message. That message carries something. What does it carry? It carries power. What kind of power? Power to save a sinner from eternal death into eternal life in Christ. Message. This Bible that we have, that God has given us, this Bible has many, just like the cross, it's got many stories, incidences, discussions between people, things between God and man, and things that man has done. There's so many things in the Bible. And what do they carry? They carry a message. And what does that message do? That message will speak to you. The Spirit of God will use that and He will speak to you. And when you listen to it, you learn from it. Oh, Oh, is this how God did it? Oh, is this how he healed? Oh, he went to this house. Oh, you know, so they carried, they opened the roof and they brought this man who was paralytic down. And, you know, which means that, you know, he could not do anything. But his friends, you know, they believed that he could be healed. So it was not even the faith of the man. It was the, you know, it was the faith of his friends. And then, you know, Jesus healed him. And wow, so, you know, I can be healed like this man. I can, in one moment, everything in my life can change. You know, even if it's impossible, it can change. Faith. What do you learn there? You learn faith. You learn the power of God. You learn that God can do the impossible for you. You learn, it carries a message. That incident carries a message. And that message is power. It has the power to turn your life upside down, to change your circumstances upside down. Sometimes you hear about this morning we also saw about the mulberry trees, you know, David. God said to him with the Philistines, you know, he said, you don't need to fight, you don't need to do anything. Just hear the wind on the mulberry trees. When you know they are shaking, you know I'm doing something, right? What did they do? They left everything and they ran away. They got scared. The way God helped them to win the victory was without the war. There won't be wind. There won't be rain, but the ditches will be filled with water. Isn't that what God spoke to the children of Israel? He said, you won't see the wind, you won't see the rain, but the ditches will be filled. That's who our God is. That's who our God is. He will come to us, surprise us by his power and his authority. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. So he says, because of that, verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But now, you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And in verse 10 he says, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Amen. I just want to say this before I close. Two things quickly. One is he says, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. Okay? And then he talks about all the bad things. Now, turn with me to Romans 6. I just want to show you one thing here. Romans 6. It talks about death to sin, alive to God. Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. And then, you know, in verse 10 he says, for death that he died to sin once for all, that the life that he lives to God. Likewise, this is what I want you to look at. Verse 11, you know. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey its lusts. Do not, verse 13, okay? Look at the scripture, beautiful scripture. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Okay? Now, what is Paul writing? He says, don't present the members of your body to sin, but present it to God, you know, in righteousness to God. Now, this word, what it really means is offer unto God. Present yourselves to God and the members as instruments. What does the word instrument mean? Weapons. Are you with me? What the enemy wants to do is, he wants to weaponize the members of our body against God. So sometimes when we do things, we see bad things. We go to places that we should not go. We use our hands on things we should not do. Then what happens is, no, our body, the members of our body, becomes a weapon, is weaponized by the enemy to do things against God. But on the contrary, he says something very powerful. He says, offer the members of your body as instruments of righteousness. So you see now, if you tell God, Lord, I present myself to you. I present myself that you may have your way in me. What happens is, the instrument, the members of your body becomes weapons of righteousness. Are you with me? Can you understand that? It becomes a weapon of righteousness, meaning your eyes touched by the power of God becomes eyes that can see what God is showing you, therefore bringing victory in your life. Your ears, it's a member of your body. When it is touched by the power of God, your ears become a member of righteousness. Meaning, it begins to hear God. It begins to hear what God is telling you. It begins to hear what God is speaking to you. And it becomes a weapon of righteousness for you. Because now, you are able to hear, have spiritual ears to hear what God is speaking. Therefore, your life is, you know, you begin to walk in righteousness with God. Your feet, members, your feet. You, when you dedicate your heart to the Lord, you know, at one time we used to go here, we used to go there, we used to go to all kinds of places. But suddenly, this feet becomes anointed by God. Suddenly, that feet begins to go to places where God can use your feet to take you to places to use you for His glory. Every part of you, your heart, it's a member of your body. Your heart touched by God suddenly becomes a heart after the heart of God. God said to David, man after my own heart. Once it was evil. Once it thought bad things. Once there were evil things in the heart. But now it has become a weapon in the hands of God. Weapon of righteousness. You have a good heart. You begin to have a loving heart. You have a heart for people. You want to do good things to people. You want to help people. You want to, you know, you suddenly become another person because this heart has become a weapon of righteousness unto God. Are you with me? Powerful, 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 powerful. See what God can do to your life when you just say to God, have your way in me, Lord. Have your way in me. That is why it's important that we set our mind where Christ is. And I constantly tell the Lord, Lord, I feel like this. We are in the world, so we have natural feelings, which is real. We have natural challenges. But we have a weapon. What is that weapon? We have a heart given to God. We have eyes to be able to see. So we must switch off from the natural and move into the spiritual. Amen. We have to say, God, I'm going through this. But what are you telling me? God, I'm walking through this path. But what are you telling me? God, I don't know what to do here. But what are you telling me? You go to the Lord. You begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. You feel down. Sometimes you feel down. You feel like the world is collapsing over you, or like the land under your feet is opening up and pulling you down. Sometimes we can have circumstances like that. But what we can do? We can pray in the Spirit because we have weapons of warfare. That's why Paul, when he writes, he says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty, he says. Pulling down strongholds. Amen. You have weapons. Your eyes, touched by the power of God, are eyes that can see what the Lord is showing you. Your ears, they're just normal ears like everybody has. But your ears are special because, you know, it becomes spiritual ears. You suddenly begin to hear what God, you're reading the word and God is speaking to you, hearing the Lord tell you things. Sometimes He's telling you, be quiet, quiet. Blah, 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 blah. Everything is going up loudly around you. But in your heart, you know, your flesh is telling, fight, fight, you have to fight for. But in your heart, God is saying, calm down, relax, I'll take care of it. Quiet, quiet. You keep quiet. And the person gets even more angry because you're not reacting. Why you're not saying anything? Why you're not getting angry? And you're just going, keep quiet. Sometimes, It happens like that. Sometimes, you know, God is telling you something very contrary to what the human flesh wants to react. When the Israelites had to pass the Red Sea, it was not about anything. It was about Moses raising his staff. Can you imagine? That's what it was. The waters of Marah, their taste changed because God simply told them, cut this plant and put it in the water. What does the plant have to do with water? I don't know. It's not the plant. It's the obedience. Are you with me? It's not the plant that changed the taste of the water. It was the obedience to God. Changed. He said, I will make the winds, the east wind will blow, he says. God said to Moses, the east wind will bring meat to the nation of Israel. 2 million people, they say many million. I'm saying 2 million. 2 million people had food to eat because there was a wind that came that brought food for them. Did it come one time? No, it came every day. Every day, the wind brought the birds to the Israelites for their food. God will send you a miracle. God will answer you. God will help you. God has a way for you. God can do a miracle for you. God can do the impossible for you that nobody can do for you. But what should I do? What is my part? I'm saying to God, okay, Lord, I'm going to set my mind on things above. So tonight, can we say that to God? Lord, I'm ready to set my mind on things above. I'm ready to trust you. I'm ready to hold on to you. Amen. It's not our righteousness. Understand this. You cannot be righteous before God. The Bible says our righteousness are like filthy rags before His sight. We can never be good enough for God. By our own, we can never be. But if we walk with Him, we'll be good enough for Him. He will work righteousness in us. He's the one who works. He's the one who helps. He's the one who it's His righteousness in us that will make us who we are. Not because of our righteousness. All, you know, just because you read 10 hours of the Bible every day is not going to make you righteous. Are you with me? Please read. If God, you know, if you can read, it'll help you a lot. Please read. You know, religiously also you can read. It's also good for you. But what I'm saying is, those are the things, it's not those things that make us righteous. It is faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. Faith in God. In everything, I say to God, Lord, I trust you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. Help me. Be with me, Lord. Talk to me, Lord. Speak to me. Give me a prophetic word. You know, Lord, in this area, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to decide. I don't know what decision to take. But Lord, you give me a word. You speak to me. You tell me something, Lord. In this situation, I don't know what to do. Tell me something. Tell me something. Tell me something. Speak to me, Lord. Lord, make a way. Let me find a way. Let me find something in a divine way. You do something, Lord. Let there be. Show me a sign. Show me something. That's what our life is. God begins to come through when we begin to trust Him. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not our righteousness. His righteousness. Lord, I want to be like you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I want you in my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want you to. And I want to tell you something. There are many uncertain days before us. But will we be okay? Yes. Will we come through? Yes. There are wars and rumors of wars. You know, economies are falling apart. Things are happening. And you know, in the natural, when you look, you know, things are changing. Things are changing. 2.5 years ago, we never thought fuel prices will go up like it's gone up. Suddenly, we never thought it'll happen. Suddenly, there was war in Ukraine. Suddenly, the price went up. And if somebody had told you at that time, you know, oh, fuel is 9 crowns, it's going to become 14 or 15. What would happen? You know, we would have thought. But something happened. But God brings us through. He will bring you through every situation in your life and still keep you victorious. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, tonight. We thank you because you give us the privilege to stand on your word. We thank you because your word brings life to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we are your children. We are sons and daughters of the living God. Tonight, Lord, we remember your word. If you have been raised with Christ, then your life is hidden in Christ with God, your word says. And that is where we are today, God. Help us to always remember that. If we are God's children, if we are born again, if the Spirit of God is upon us, then Lord, we are hidden in Christ. Hidden. That means nobody can find us. No devil can find us. We are hidden in Christ, and we are with God. We are with God. Thank you for reminding us tonight that no power, no hexacraft, nothing has power over us. No demon in hell has power over our lives. And nobody can define our lives. Nobody can define our lives because our lives are in your hands. In your hands. And we are in you, hidden in you. So tonight, Lord, according to your word, according to what we have seen in your word, Paul writes, set your mind on things above. So by faith, we pray tonight. And we say, Lord, here is our mind. Take it and keep it where you are. We tell our mind, be with God. Mind, be with God. We just set it there by faith tonight, Lord. We just take our minds and we set it where God is. We put our mind where Christ is. We just give it to you, Lord. We give it to you. And we say to you, Lord, from now on, you speak to us. From now on, Lord, you help us. You show us what to do. And give us the grace to obey what you tell us. And we thank you that, Lord, in that word that you speak to us, there are miracles. In the word that you speak to us, impossible circumstances will be changed. In the word that you speak to us, the walls of Jericho will come down. In the words that you speak to us, Lord, fires will lose their ability to consume us. The lion will lose its ability to eat its prey. In your name, sicknesses will leave our bodies and go. In your name, mountains will move. In your name, Lord, that which should go out of us will go, and that which should come will come into our lives. Tonight, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a situation in your life, just lift it before God's throne. Let's believe God for a miracle tonight. Just lift it up. Just lift it up. Like a little child, lift it up. Lift it up. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It's not about your situations. It's about God tonight. Your God. Your Savior. Your Savior. And Father, each of us, Lord, we lift up our lives. We lift up things in our life before you. And we pray, O God, right now in Jesus' name, that you would stretch forth your hand upon these situations and circumstances that we are walking in. Father, you know our prayer even before we ask. You know every challenge and you know every situation. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak miracles, 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 miracles. Father, we curse. Every power of the enemy, every power of the enemy against our lives, we break it forth down in Jesus' name. Every weapon of the enemy, every challenge we face, every situation, Lord, everything that looks like a mountain, we pull it down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We love you. Father, we hold on to you. We hold on to you. We hold on to you Faith, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So Lord, we are, Lord, speaking faith. We are believing by faith, which means what we hope. What we hope will happen in our lives, we want to hold on to it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Faith in God. Faith in God. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Hallelujah. Father, we see our lives with miracles. We see our lives with healing. We see our lives with deliverances. We see our lives without the issues and problems and struggles that we see. We see it, Lord, healthy. We see our lives with victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, just pray in the Holy Spirit a few minutes. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit of God. Have your way. Reka bahandu robori amana mashorobo. Rabala bara 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 bara. Hallelujah. Rebala bara 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 mashandala bara. Jude 20, the Bible says, building yourself up in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Karabahanduru Bora Manama Shura Barabo. Rabala Bara 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 Manama Shara Bala Baraba. Rabala Bara Bara Mara 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 Ma Shandaraba the Yandara Bara Karabaraba. Rokala Barama Sandara Bala Bara Bala Bara 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 Mara Manama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, I pray tonight for every person here, every family represented in this place. We lift up our lives, our families, our children, grandchildren, everything, Lord, our ministries, everything before your throne of grace tonight. Thank you that we could come together to the house of God. Thank you that, Lord, we can come this evening and, Lord, spend this time with you and worship you and listen to your word and be fed by you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are giving us spiritual food. Church is about nourishing us in a spiritual way. And we thank you tonight, Lord, hallelujah, for your word. Thank you for, Lord, your spirit in this place. Thank you for faith in our hearts. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We want to say, oh God, that Lord, we want to continue to walk with you. Help us. Help us. Be with us. Strengthen us. Watch over us, Lord. I pray for miracles in every home. I pray for miracles, 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 miracles. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Like you suddenly opened the Red Sea. Father, like you suddenly brought the walls of Jericho down. Like you suddenly stirred the waters of Siloam, and like you suddenly came upon the upper room, suddenly do a miracle for us. Suddenly, let's see something amazing in our lives, Lord. And we always vow to give you the glory. We worship you, we adore you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Isn't our God a good God? Wonderful God. All-powerful God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Give you peace. Go in the favor and in the blessing of God. His hand is upon you. May you prosper in everything that you do. And may God's mighty hand of miracles and healing be upon you and your family. And all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. God bless you.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.